Sting from Katarokwi on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
I upload both hours of my show each week to my personal blog space for it at Finding a Voice on CFRCFM.wordpress.com. They do remain there for 3 years. I normally say on this show that I try to get them uploaded by 7 p.m. after I get home, but I'm going straight from here to another event, the Kingston Writers Fest, just really well began last night. And so I'm headed back there for a session, and I won't have time to go home first. So the uploads won't be until much more like maybe 10 o'clock tonight. So if you're waiting, if you're in waiting for that, I have also, just to give you a heads up. And as we now move into the second hour of the show, it is almost a minute after 5 o'clock. Thanks for tuning in again to CFRC 101.9 FM. Again, we are located here in Lower Crothers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario. My name is Bruce, and this is Finding a Voice, spoken word programming here every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 o'clock. We do stream live online as well at www.cfrc.ca. And for those of you who might have just tuned in, and in case you didn't catch it, I had mentioned that in the first hour that, well, I should say in the first hour, you would have heard the final four featured readings at the Poets at Art Fest, 4-day poetry festival held the end of June and first day of July. And this is actually on the first day of July. Now coming up in this hour, from still again that same festival, because of the 4 days, we had plenty of time to include a couple of open mics. So what you're going to hear today is the first of those two, though they were held on Sunday and Monday. So today you're going to hear the first one, and in it you're going to hear readings by Don Spector, Rob Watson, Sue Bracken, Shannon, Gia Arcos, and Anna Johnson, Erica, and Alexa Elder. As I did in the first hour, just a short heads up here. So that some of this, some poetry, music, or spoken word may contain strong language, but I try to preserve it as much as I can to honor the creative integrity of both the author and the piece. And there will be, I'm not sure if I'm going to air that final open mic from this festival. It'll either be next week. I think I mentioned that in the first hour, too. It'll either be next week or the week after, just depending on, I do have a segment that I do want to air this coming Friday, if it will fit. In addition to that piece, I will do that. If not, it will be the following week. So there's still one more event to share even after this. So what I'm going to do, this is going to be a little bit different. It was just easier than trying to segment everything. The poets, again, you're going to hear are Don Spector, Rob Watson, Sue Bracken, Shannon, Gia Arcos, Anna Johnson, Erica, and Alexa Elder. But there were four sessions, four rounds. These were done, actually, like I do the monthly open mic, in the round, which means that each poet reads one poem and then sits back down. So we went through four rounds that day, because after we finished a round, we had an hour finish a round. We will go back in and see if someone else brought or if the people there brought another poem or if someone else joined us, and which both of those things happened, actually. So what I'm going to do is, and I hope I don't mess this up since I didn't segment it, I am going to introduce each round of poets, and then I'll stop it, and then I will introduce the next ones, because they're mostly the same but somewhat different each time. Let's just do this, and I'll stop blabbing, or I'm going to run out of time here today. In the first round, you are going to hear readings by Don Spector, Rob Watson, Sue Bracken, Shannon, Gia Arcos, who also had a tent there with her new book called Las Olas, The Waves. She also has an Instagram page that's also the same. It's Las Olas, The waves dots. Let me just do this. Las Olas, the waves on Instagram, and also the book, I believe, is on Amazon, so you can find it there. And then you'll also hear a reading by Anna Johnson and then Erica. And with that, I'm stumbling over words, so let's just do this. Here we go, and I will stop it before round two, or just as the first round ends. How's that? So up first, let's bring up Dawn Spector.
It's hard not to think this is a mic. Okay.
Oh, that's one thing I should mention. That isn't a mic. What it is a recorder. So you can stand close to it, but not too close to it. But it's not going to adjust. Yeah, you don't have to count it.
So, Bruce, thank you so much for offering the space. And I'm really happy to be here. I am going to read something very, very new, never read before. Hope it works. Manifesting. Calcified ponds, cavernous malformation. Hypertension watch. No aspirin or blood thinning product. Vanilla port, 350 a can. Supermoon, release what doesn't serve you. This is exactly where I want to be. Supermoon, harvest, release. This is exactly where I want to be. Cricket-like white noise, stars visible if I stop texting, where I absolutely want to be, and I'm making it happen, manifesting with the calming blessing if it was not meant to be. Moon, harvest me, reseed the good, let life take death, let me rest, harvest what's best. Here on this picnic table top, I weep tears of joy, of completeness I stop and return to the manner that allows a moment, a gesture, and I'm gifted by what I remember. Silhouettes of trees against a lake, I succumb to the shadows, I am one. Away from the moon I see in the dark, I breathe ecstasy, the moon's light blinds. I look away and it is home I feel in, ensconced in the shadows of the night, by the moon, released exactly where I want to be.
Let's bring up Rob.
Hello, everyone. Thank you, Bruce, for doing this. Okay, I have a new book I'm working on called Stars Like Flowers. I'm going to read the title piece, which is also called Stars Like Flowers, to start. And just let me find the... Here it is, somewhere. It's fairly long, so you'll have to just be patient and listen. It's not super long, but not super small, like some. Okay, so this is copyright 2025, Stars Like Flowers. Just let me adjust my tie. Something's going on with my tie. There we go. Okay. Stars like flowers. The snow and ice are disappearing. The dawn stars are disappearing. The ides have passed. The grass is growing from yellow to green. The sailor's mighty north has winked out. The spring daybreak sun warming the soil. The seeds germinating cause the main rule of life, renewal. The snows change to rain and dew, spewed all over soil and trees. The bumble and honeybees drift north. The clover sprouts first. The honeysuckle. The dandelions, yellow bloom. All the lilies sprout and purple loosestrife and daffodils and tulips to making strange, beautiful, earthbound constellations. And in this earthbound flora riot, who would witness if we were no longer here? The beasts forever smell and pollinate, yet we are here, year to year. Our hands work the dark, fecund, rich soils and food blooms. Roses stretch, are plucked, dethorn and adorn rooms. Texts map out the time and placement of flowers, trees and weeds, fruiting patterns. Star charts map out the time and positions of all the stars we can see and none of the ones we cannot. Flowers and seeds can be bought. The mighty stars cannot. Or could they? We should never let stars or the other planets be bought like Earth has been. Can you spare a dime for some wisdom? Would you like a tarot reading? No, deny the witch genie. and the suns will sleep with God forever. The constellations will parade infinite, even if we do not. The stars, like flowers, bloom every night in positions a little bit shifted. The stars, like flowers, are just as much our home as Earth. The stars, like showers, are just debris from our and other solar systems. And children wish on these falling stars. Children should always be safe and full of wishes. Some, but not all, granted. When we betray the children, we betray the future. It is like cutting off our own Achilles tendon. Humanity can no longer stand true and noble unless the children learn good lessons and their love is more powerful than hate. The stars, like flowers, the children are strong and resilient and smarter than some of the old. The tiger lily speckled, lined, orange, crimson, burgundy, sent up as dusk and afternoon begin the gloaming. The North Star appears. A teenage boy cuts a magnolia for his girl, then a few more to make a bouquet. A middle-aged man folds origami lilies and tulips and water lilies for one woman and all women. The stars, like flowers, begin to appear in a pink, purple, black, cloudless sky. The summer night is here, and campfires and backyards, shorelines, caves, and quarries send flames and sparks with stories and food and kisses up to heaven. Wishes are bouncing in heads and mouths half the world over as the speckled star petals softly and strongly appear. The stars, like flowers, can hear. God's hand moves all the meandering stars. Insects and beasts move all the pollen. Sometimes I weep, knowing the possibility that one day there may no longer be stars nor flowers. But then I chuckle through tears for the miracle that I am, we all are, and we witness the stars like flowers.
Thanks, Robert. Up next, Sue Brackett. Let's bring her up.
Hi. Okay, I live near Canadian Pacific Shunting Station. Trains are coming and going all the time, or they stop. And I get a chance to look at all this fantastic graffiti. But I always wonder about the graffiti artists, because if you think about the expense, they have to buy the paint, sometimes a mask, sometimes gloves, and then they do a lot of preparation. They have to know when the trains are going to park, what the security schedule is, whether they want to paint on a round tank or a rectangle, and also escape routes. I've only found that out lately. So, but the thing that I really like is looking at the wordy bits. So what words they choose, what font, what color, why on the round tank instead of the rectangular. So you think with all that effort, the wordy bits would be fantastic. So I'm going to give you a list of some of those wordy bits. This is called a CP Rail Lit. No particular order. Scumbots and supers. Star barf. Bob has a tick on his bag. Wet slob at two. Close here, jerk here. Speak between the lines. Vote for Shep. Go home and cry. Grin. Too cold for the effort. And of course, the ever favorite and scholarly poo. And the one that I really take personally is Uncle Susan is a wolf.
This is my very first open mic, so I'm kind of nervous, kind of excited. The poems that I'm going to share today are all related to my identity as an Indigenous person and also an adopted child. Okay. So this one is called The Last Time I Saw. The last time I saw Dad was his funeral. It felt right that we buried him in his Dickies work shirt and bolo tie. After the last month, seeing him in something other than a hospital gown was a relief. You might say the last time I saw him was Christmas. The cemetery unplowed, the stone caked in ice. I worked up a sweat chipping it away to put the flowers. He was there, I think. Pretty sure he was that raven. The last time I saw my father was at the Belleville Panera Bread. You could tell he really didn't want to be there and that he really wished that he'd never done Ancestry DNA. He said he liked my freckles when he said goodbye. You might say the last time I saw him was in a stock photo that popped up in Canva. I watch him hug the other actor in that Jack Daniels commercial and try to remember the one hug he gave me. You might also say the last time I saw him was when I looked in the mirror this morning. The last time I saw Mom was Christmas, too. Tony cooked a delicious meal. Everyone loved it. Mom seemed as happy as she could be without Dad. Happier with my cousins than she ever was with me. You might say the last time I saw her was the selfie my cousin texted me of the two of them in matching pajamas. The last time I saw Lynn was in 2021. I say Lynn because she asks that I never call her my birth mother. On the patio of the Juniper, her apologizing every time she coughed. It's not COVID, I'm a smoker. It was awkward, but nice to see her. Anyway, we never talk. She has zero photos on social media, but you might also say the last time I saw her was when I looked in the mirror this morning. To summarize, Dad's gone to heaven, Michael's gone with the wind, Mom's gone and replaced me, and Lynn's gone into hiding. Ain't that life?
I'm in booth 050 if you want to visit and purchase my book, which I self-published a few summers ago. I'm a transplant to Kingston. I'm originally from the GTA Hamilton area, and I came here to be with my son and my ex-husband, and then life happened, and now this is my hometown. So this poem that I wrote was a reminder during hard times, and it's called Healing Isn't Linear. When you take the time to be slow, your mind and body speak to you. The world speaks to you. Pay attention to the synchronicities to guide you through. Sometimes we forget that life was meant to have ups and downs. That means even during our healing journeys, we too will be tested, and this is good. It's good because we're getting a chance to prove to ourselves that the hard work is working. Healing was never meant to be linear. If life is an ocean, then these are just waves. There was a time when you thought the heaviness would overcome you, yet here you are. Allow yourself to believe this too will not drown you. You are an ocean, and this is a wave.
Everyone, great to be here. Not as sunny as yesterday, but still amazing. I just want to start by saying that I offer a workshop on Thursday nights, a writing workshop based on books, and we write together, and it's really neat community. It's 6:30 to 8 p.m. on Thursdays. There's a poster in the back, and my website is annajohnsonauthor.com, Anna with one N. Anyway, without further ado, here is a poem that I wrote a little bit ago, and then this morning I thought, oh, why don't I come and read it at open mic? So I named it Hyacinth. All species, playful expressions of you, hyacinths, nymphs, scorpions, historians, I want to be all eternity. Wait, am I not already? I want to find out the meaning of you. Why did you choose me to be here on this earth? Bring me near. All thoughts of Swami turns off. Scoff, sparito is an Italian word for vanish. I see an image of a drowning baby in vacuous blue sparkles off the riverbank. She's only a child. I hear her agony, her screams, her desperate mouth turning. Is this a test? I'm dying to save her. I can't possibly, for I have no hands. Will they ever grow? I must pass the test. Am I able to feed myself? No, skin and bones. How many more tests? How can I be done with them all already? Oh, there are many more. When will this ever end? Let go already. Don't you see? There are no tests, like a hyacinth. There are only spikes, sepals, and petals of my imagination, of the whole. Aha! Now I see it with my mind's eye. They ache, the knuckles and fingers and nails, as I watch them grow. And a child is saved. The saved and savior are one and the same, as the purple hyacinths are themselves. They're very still. Stem and leaf are one.
I don't have a title for this one, but I met you at the end of summer, your hair long and bleached by sun. You floated into my life by pixie dust, bubbling with laughter and sprinkling love. By next winter, your skin lost its warmth. Stark blue veins marked your body, devoid of the hot, sticky blood that had once poured thick like ambrosia of your passion. In our last spring, I finally pierced your siren spell that had me so entranced. And as I watched you swim to the dark depths of your desire, I glimpsed that silver shell against your throat, the one piece of me you couldn't leave behind.
And you just heard readings from the first round at the open mic at Poets at Art Fest by Don Spector, Rob Watson, Sue Bracken, Shannon, Gia Arcos, and Anna Johnson, and Erica. Coming up in this second round, you're going to hear, and I'm not going to use last names anymore unless someone hasn't read already, so, because you already have that. In the second round, you're going to hear readings by Don, Sue, Shannon, Gia, Robert, and Erica. So here we go.
Honey, liquid gold, the warm breezes flow. I am honey, so cold, solid in crystal form, perfection held. I should be tasted. I should be placed on your tongue with the rising hum, the patter of bees, legs rubbing. I should blend with local foliage and lend my sweetness out. Freely given, actively sought.
This is another list poem. Apologies for talking about Toronto TTC ads, so Toronto Transit, public transit ads. I listed them with some Bracken arrangement. That's my last name, by the way. Okay. Want to inspire the next generation? Lean on doors, pull to stop train, ignite something. Heat and pour. Who made your eggs today? Need a visa? Looking for work? Community club meeting Friday at 7, co-ed, and for ladies too. Paying more for less bandwidth? Need cash? Jesus saves. All are welcome to our ladies' convention. Embarrassed by your tattoo? Why not consider becoming a Catholic? Unexpected pregnancy? Do not depend on your own understanding. Eat practically perfect peanuts and exit here.
Thank you, Sue. Shannon, you got another one?
Okay, so this one's called Auntie Dorothy. I wonder what you'd think of me. My feelings are so big. Irene said she and I are alike, just like her grandma, my great-grandmother, your mom. Rosie might not have wanted to know me the way I would have wanted to know her. We know why. Oop. Because of Michael. But you, I wonder. I read about you. I know your story. I'm inspired by your fight. I fight because you fought. Your will guides my way.
It starts with words and it ends in action. In my world, your word is your bond. It is the single most important indicator of your character. Without good character, what are you? What can you stand for if you cannot be taken at your word? And when you act, should it not always be thoughtful? It's not just about intent, but your follow-through. You are what you do, not what you say you'll do.
You guys are doing really good. I'm having a lot of fun today. I haven't read in a long time or listened in a long time. So. There we go. Okay, here we are. Winter Owl. Tricycles wear icicles. Tricycles wear icicles. Trees deciduous where snow and jays and cardinals, the black and blue and crimson dance, witnessed by morning's children. Seeds spun out by honesty. Fibs still spread sometimes, mostly about deeds of beauty, and business is still made by beauty and beauties. Beautiful children should ask other questions about other topics. Cassiopeia still shines bright at night. Some nights are too wild to even talk about or remember. Tricycles ride over icicles. They can go far really, far steady, and lead to BMX and car parking. Tongues dancing in and all over bodies and back seats. Best leave their talk of other things for later. I'm trying not to be a hater. After all this time, I'm trying to be a skater. Trick decks and fun, whether landed or not. Judo rolls on concrete. Sometimes those who talk a lot do know much. I respect the quiet as well as those that motor mouth. Tricycles cast icicles. Yet sometimes those that can't, that talk a bunch, know little of anything. Their teeth and tongues brag and boast, and this leads them to look moronic. Tricycles ride over icicles. Trees coniferous drop the snow when midnight owls land and wait. Then as cloud cover comes off the moon, the snowy midnight owl scourges a mouse into its talons and eats. That mouse will never chirp again. Tricycles wear icicles. Then someday they are gone. One thing is for sure, that mouse will never, ever chirp again.
This one is titled Teeth Don't Bite to Devour. She didn't miss the feel of arms around her neck, because arms, like rope, knew too well to twist and bind. They had forgotten how to hold, only capture. She didn't miss the feel of fingers in her hair, for they pulled and burned like flames, eating what's alive. What she did miss was teeth scraping against her throat, for teeth always bite with their plaything of passion. They don't hide themselves in flowers or dress in rings. No softness of skin against skin for false tender. Only the rigidness of bone raking smooth skin. She didn't mind the bite marks imprinted in her, nor the pale splotches of bruises in purple or blue, for they didn't ignite to devour. Rather, they blossomed desire and longing for more life, unlike the others who smothered out the spirit.
And you just heard readings in this second round by Don, Sue, Shannon, Gia, Robert, and Erica. Coming up in round three, you're going to hear Don, Shannon, Gia, and Erica. And I'm only doing this because I was standing too far away from the recorder, so you might not be able to hear who is reading, but I can do it this way and kind of make up for that. Anyway, again, coming up, Don, Shannon, Gia, and Erica.
do you have? Poems? No.
I've never had this problem where you have more time.
So, cool. Let's bring Dawn back up. Give her a hand.
Older ones, if we go another round. Cowichan Trails. Oh, the litter-strewn paths under spackled shadow, a pine cone chewed at one end, a fallen branch, the overhead aircraft, an island boat, a taxi by water, not militarized, the fire department called by siren, all hands leave whatever behind, to save our fresh air, our virgin land, the bike trail is flat on top of an old rail, litter of leaves and sticks aid nature's silence, tails wagging, ravens caw and squawk, pine needles and gravel mixed on the flat, 2% grade up and back, horse poop that degrades, litter the Canadian way.
Thanks, John. Shannon.
That's Griff on the phone this time. So this one is called Childhood Feels Like. Like the soft nose of the calves at the barn. Like the rough texture of that Afghan on the couch. Like lumpy mashed potatoes and jiggly red jello. I don't know how else to describe it other than just jiggly, but in true 1950s housewife form, my mother often served red jello with banana slices as a salad. It certainly had a mouth feel that was something else. There are other feelings I associate with childhood, but I am in a good mood today, so I think I'll stop at how childhood felt like the soft, warm belly of our house cat.
I think I see my partner calling me over. So this is my last round. I'm going to read one called Motherhood, Part 1. Becoming a mother is so much more than just giving birth. But nobody tells you that once the baby is born, so is the mother. Luckily, mujeres, women, are inherently nurturing beings, but motherhood is a whole other level of it. It's giving up your vessel for another to be nourished, protected, and loved. It's having to sift through old inner child wounds you never really addressed. It's about allowing space for all the feelings, malos y buenos, bad and good. It's about taking breaks and then during those breaks thinking of them still. It's learning to wait and be patient with someone who is just learning to be. And it's also about coming back home to yourself, your personhood.
Thank you, guys.
This one is called Entrancing Eyes. We were sitting on the log by the lake with the algae-tinged water that we swim in every summer, capturing green-tinged underwater shots, casting the light in your eyes with a murky glow. We spent an entire day infusing gin with sage leaves to have that beautiful summer evening, cocktails in hand, playing cards on the table, and I'd watch you bring your glass to your lips, that translucent pale green shimmer in your eyes. We walk hand in hand on sunny afternoons, poking our heads into shops, choosing ripe peaches and sticky buns for our park picnic, and forever ingrained in my mind, the way your mossy green dress complemented your carefree lichen eyes.
And you just heard in the third round, the readings by Dawn, Shannon, Gia, and Erica. Coming up in the fourth and final round that afternoon, I guess it was even morning. Yeah, it was right at noon, I think, when it ended. You're going to hear readings by Dawn, Shannon, Erica, me, and then also someone who came in as we were finishing up, Alexa Elder. And so here we go with round four, and this will be the final round of these open mic readings. Here we go.
This one's not new, but I keep changing the end, so let's try the new end. The mother of us all. Water is the mother of us all, the aqueduct, the arroyo. It is laughter in its fall, a constant eddy, a dewdrop, a splash, the immaculate within the vessel, the vortex. Its essence, its insistence, unique to our existence. Salivate, precipitate, invigorate, sensate. The liquid gold spun through our veins moistens, eases parched pain. Spout and spurt, spray and splatter, rivers leap and babble. Water is the one that keeps us able. At the core, H2O is what we are, not less but more. Murky or crystal clear, Earth's gift, the one we hold most dear. Under the ground, over the stones, the swelling streams, water knows. Inside the body, outside the mind, on a boat, naked, wet, and wild, water shows. Yet in the oceans, plastic islands trap, whales, turtles, and fish dead. The sea's purity vanished, destroyed by our haste, human refuse, the shameless waste. Pestilent foams are kept unseen as we dream amid unflushed toilets, dishes unclean, vermin not healthy. Even the grandest souls with the strongest backbones cannot live without water in their homes. Watch the water, the river is truth. Loon, heron, mallard, goose, beaver, deer, muskrat, pheasant, turkey, duck, bear, cormorant, all share the dying. Water impeded is ecocide. We have been schooled in water, soothing calm. Shadow thoughts dance in currents muddy and bogged. Love's tears weep among windy softs. Still the thirst debate is all for naught. No, water is death unstopped. Pulled by the moon through mountains and embryos, water breaks, we bloom, Earth's blood unleashed, the resource resourced through millennium, unique to our existence, its existence is our continuance, the mother of us all.
Thank you, God.
I could have stopped at three, but here we are. Okay, so this one is called Bird Medicine. Bonjour, Andeg. I have a reputation of being a bit of a weirdo. Once or twice a day, you will see me on the front lawn of my work, shaking a bag of peanuts, clicking my tongue, and saying, crow friends. And if I don't do this ritual, they remind me. Drowning in my inbox, I'll be brought back to reality by my beautiful corvid overlords demanding to be fed. I grew up disconnected from, well, everything. When you're adopted, you are unmoored. When you are a city dweller that finds out that their bloodline is indigenous at the age of 32, you crave connection to the land. Where do we even start? All my relations. Every person, every creature, every rock and drop of water, the sun, the moon, the sky, that's family. I no longer have to hide my glee at the sight of every blue jay, cardinal, or crow. My crow friends are my connection to the land, a source of joy and a giver of shiny gifts. They are good medicine. Mino Mashkiki.
I also don't have a title for this one. How many times can you put a song on repeat before it burrows down into your bone marrow, beginning to rot the core of your being? Your favorite song on loop still has to come to an end, despite the attempt of revival, and continual love cannot prevent decay. For holding on to a lingering sound breaks down the frame with spots of mold, leaving screeching insanity latched in the brain. In instead choosing to press stop leaves a persisting desire and unravels an encapsulated love.
To say, a lot of times at these open mics there are some kind of serendipitous things that happened. This is another one. I had already selected this poem before you got up to read, but in 2022 when we had this event, I can tell you that branch right over there, I was standing under it and we were out that way then, and there was a crow that landed on that branch, and it made this, well, this one poet was reading, and it just made this incredibly low, soothing sound, and that became the poem. So I had dedicated this poem. It's called Connected, and it's actually it's for Meg after her reading at Poets at Art Fest, July 1st, 2022. At a poetry festival, a poet was reading at the mic. That poet, while connected to nature, walking daily, hiking, taking photos of it. And as I moved just behind the audience listening to her reading, a crow landed in the tree beside me. Sat on its lowest branch, just above my head. A branch I could almost reach and touch with outstretched arm. As I listened, I looked up at the crow and I looked straight into its eyes. She was watching the poet and let out the softest, sweetest caw I had ever heard. I assumed it might be the only one, but after a short pause, another softest of caws again, then another pause, another soft caw. This happened 9 times. From the poet's daily outings, did the crow recognize her? Was it merely as if greeting a comrade, a friend? Or was the crow appreciating the sound, the quality, or message of the poem and letting us know? I'll have to ask the next time I see her, the next time I see the poet or the crow. Thanks for coming out, everybody. Unfortunately, I think we've run out of poems for this open mic, unless you've come with poems.
I did, actually.
Okay, well, what's your name?
My name's Alexa.
Alexa, guess what? You're up next.
Amazing. Thank you so much for doing this. It's great that we can get together like this.
And I will need to get your email address.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Can you guys hear me okay? Does this... It's just a recorder. Okay, amazing. I'm used to, like, stage stuff. Awesome. So my name is Alexa Elder. I'm local to Kingston. I've been writing poetry for a couple of years. I do a little bit of stand-up comedy as well, so this is a bit of a different setting for me. So in a way, poetry is almost more vulnerable than comedy or than music, at least in my opinion, because, you know, when you're telling a joke or you're telling a story or you're singing a song, there's a wall that you can hide behind. So thank you for being the first people to ever see me kind of step out from behind that wall. Thank you. This is called Pine. I broke down crying last summer in White Horse about beautiful places we didn't go see. as if I wasn't already standing at the foot of a mountain, as if the aspens themselves weren't a miraculous thing, like a child helping mom in the garden, tearing at buds with my small hands, prying them open, and trying to make them bloom faster. That's pine. This one is about my grandfather, who passed away in October, and about how the journey of being with him in his final weeks brought me closer to my family. I spent the train ride home just looking for the words, but my mind was as silent as your satellites return. And if I had the power, I'd still be beside your bed, and you could tell me all about the steamboats on the Trent. The light that spoke to me then couldn't have been more loud. Your final cosmic joke on me, hey, what's that all about? I think you'd think it's neat, and I hope it makes you proud, that I visit often and we drink coffee at your house. God bless this mission to get out of my own head. Like, will I be forgiven because we held you at the end? Lend me permission to pick up the space you left. You steered me to the Moira, but I can't follow where you went, as bygone and as bonny as the steamboats on the Trent. Can I do one more? Is that okay? Okay. Okay, I think three is good. This one is also about the time I spent in Belleville with my family when we were spending time with my grandfather. Taxi lady? I suppose I am. Ali is from Istanbul, and I don't speak Turkish, but we get on just fine. He told me that I'm very positive, very good. I can't say that I agree, but it made me smile. He put translate on Bluetooth and asked God to make my way beautiful and lucky. Inshallah, this much I can accept. I said salam when I exited the taxi and his whole face lit up. He scolded me for smoking. He gave me his phone number and said I could call anytime and we could drink coffee. I won't, but I kept the card. I shouldn't have worn a t-shirt that says staff on the back to the ICU. I'm sorry, I don't know. I don't work here. I don't know anything, really. This t-shirt is for a trailer park, and I don't work there either. Grandpa was sleeping when I got in. I brought a book I think he'll like, about birds and marshes and waiting. Wa alaikum assalam. If you want to meet God, he's driving a taxi in Belleville, Ontario. Thank you guys so much.
We heard some really cool and wonderful and fun poetry this morning. Let's give yourselves and everybody else another hand.
And you just heard again from the 2025 Poets at Art Fest Outdoor Poetry Festival. It's tied with Art Fest Kingston. You heard readings by, and go through them again, Don Spector, Robert Watson, Sue Bracken, Shannon, Gia Arcos, Anna Johnson, Erica, and there at the very end, Alexa Elder. And my heartfelt thanks to all those. It was a really fun and wonderful open mic poetry reading. I don't do that every year, so it was. And the second one was equally cool and fun, I believe. And again, as mentioned, I will try to air that next week. If not, it will be the week after. But my heartfelt thanks to all of those people that I just mentioned. We had a really beautiful time there. And so my thanks for your poetry. And some of them had friends with them. And so, yeah, it and brought an audience for us. So thanks to those friends that came to listen too. And of course, my heartfelt thanks to all of you out there for having listened to the first hour, perhaps, and or at least this second hour. It is 50 minutes now after 5 o'clock. I will mention just quickly that I have spent last night and let's do it this way. Let's just go ahead and start to do the close. You have been listening to Finding a Voice here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We are located in Lower Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario. My name is Bruce. I'm here every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 o'clock. And the quick reminder that I wanted to mention before I told you what I was going to tell you a minute ago is that I do upload both hours of my show each week to my personal blog space for it at Finding a Voice on CFRCFM.wordpress.com. They do remain there for 4 years. I usually get those uploaded right after I get home, or at least shortly after I get home, so usually by 7 o'clock. And if you're used to that, that won't happen tonight, because the thing I was going to tell you is that I spent last night at the Kingston Writers Fest. They opened, it was their opening event for the fall, their fall festival this year, and I also have attended two of their events today already, and I'm headed straight from here to another event that starts at 7 o'clock, so that doesn't allow me time to go home and upload the show. So I'm going to, it probably won't be until maybe about 10 o'clock tonight, but they will get uploaded, so just so you know, both hours today. And speaking of which, I said I might have a minute or so to plug events or calls, and I'm just going to do, I'm at the Kingston Writers Fest for this full weekend. There are tons of events. I suggest you go to their go to their website, www.kingstonwritersfest.ca, and you can see their top bar on there that has their sublinks. But if you want the direct address or the direct sublink to it, just /events, and that will take you to it. But you can also see, we'd love to see you there. So if you can come out, they have, there's another event this evening at 7 o'clock, all kinds of events, and also on-stage events, but also some writers' workshops, so writing studios, I believe they call them. Just go to their website, www.kingstonwritersfest.ca, and this runs all day tomorrow and again on Sunday until about 5 o'clock, I believe. Anyway, I think I'm getting pretty close. I can't really plug anything else, except I will mention, since we're really tying, ending all of the readings from the open mic, or from the Poets at Art Fest, that again, I'm hoping to maybe air that that remaining open mic next week. If not, it will be the week after. So, and then we'll conclude that after many weeks of that. Now, maybe to more officially kind of close the show today, I do have some recorded messages for you here in just a matter of a minute or so. I just want to say again, thanks, my heartfelt thanks for tuning in today. And I will mention again, just plug everything you are and have been listening to Finding a Voice here on CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Lower Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario. My name is Bruce, again, here every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6. And again, I I'll just mention the my personal blog space that I will upload the show to probably around 10 o'clock tonight, usually 7 o'clock, but 10 o'clock tonight because I'm going to that event. But anyway, that address is Finding a Voice on CFRCFM.wordpress.com. Those shows do remain there for 4 years, or 3 years, I'm sorry. Following these messages, which will only last another, I'll be out of here in less than a minute at this point, what I'd like to do is encourage you to please stay tuned to 2 hours of East Coast music in a show called Saltwater Music, hosted by Rob Carnell. And next week, I think I'm planning on airing here the open mic, the monthly open mic that I air once a month. This will have been the September open mic at the Elm Cafe. Anyway, I hope you all have a beautiful week. And I will catch you here next week. Have a great night and week.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast of Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
Have you been dumped? Left all alone? Just want to find your soulmate? Look no further, because your new best friend is waiting for you at the Kingston Humane Society. The Kingston Humane Society is a nonprofit animal organization founded in 1884 that is supported solely by the community, receiving no government funding to assist in their mission of caring for injured, abused, and homeless animals, with the goal of creating families and homes for the animals. They are the only open shelter in the region, accepting every animal brought to them with compassion, respect, and humane assistance. If you want to donate to help these animals find their best friends, or if you're interested in finding the new love of your life, please visit KingstonHumaneSociety.ca. Everyone just needs a little love.
Hello and welcome to Salt Licked in Rapture. I'm your host, Michonne Tung. Salt Licked in Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser-known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
City Taxi app to your mobile device to get to your destination quickly and safely
while supporting a proudly Canadian local business and keeping your money in the community. Download the app now and get the extra benefits like free advance bookings, ability to add your credit card and pay on the go, enjoying the freedom from price surging during high demand times, and for the month of September, you can get $2 off app calls. You can also call for a cab at 613-546-2222 any time of the day or night for comfortable and speedy transportation. Serving Kingston since 1939, Modern Taxi proudly supports local